I'm here with Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. First of all, thank you, Mr. Attorney General, for taking a few minutes to speak with us today. I wanted to ask you a few questions that are relevant to our audience. Our local economy is driven primarily by agriculture, so issues that affect ag-related businesses and producers are highly important to our listeners. One of the most pressing and also probably the most confusing for people at this point are the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rules that are now officially in place in Kansas after the denial of an appeal to delay their implementation. Where does the process stand at this point, and how are you addressing it moving forward?
We have a lot of litigation pending against the U.S. EPA, not just because we think they have bad ideas, although most of the time we do, but because we think a lot of what the agency has done in recent years is just plain illegal. I mean, at the end of the day, that agency only has the power that the people of this country, through their elected representatives in Congress, gave to the agency, and no more. And so when we've challenged EPA authority, it's been on the theory that what they're doing is an exercise of power never given to them, and it would have to be Congress, not EPA, that would make those decisions. The Waters of the U.S. rule is a perfect example. I mean, here you have an agency that's decided on its own authority that a 30-plus-year-old clean water statute now suddenly must mean something it never meant before, and that the statutory term of navigable waters that we've debated the meaning of since the Clean Water Act was enacted now means, you know, any drop of water that falls from the sky from the moment it hits the ground is now part of the navigable waters of the U.S. that are regulable under federal authority. And we think that's just wrong as a matter of law. We're not alone in that. A large group of states share the same outlook, Republican and Democrat-led states. It's not a partisan issue. And we've really worked together with our sister states. There are now, I think, a little more than 30 of the American states challenging EPA's authority in court. We're doing it in different lawsuits. So think of it as a multi-front attack, if you will. Rather than all the states joining together in one, we've tried filing different suits on the theory that we have an increased chance of somebody prevailing early, and then, of course, we'll go up the appellate ladder. Kansas, our office on behalf of Kansas, is in a challenge that's in federal district court in Georgia. We're hung up right now on a fairly technical but important procedural issue of whether the district court has jurisdiction or whether we have to fight first in the appeals court for reasons that aren't that interesting. And that's what we're fighting about. So we're hung up on that. Meanwhile, one of our sister groups of states in North Dakota had the good fortune of getting in front of a judge who was confident he had authority and entered an injunction, but unfortunately has said his injunction only applies with respect to the states in that particular lawsuit. So at this moment, 13 states, not including Kansas, have judicial relief from the new rule. Kansas does not have that judicial relief, but it doesn't mean we won't. We're still fighting the appeal, and I'm pretty optimistic we're going to end up in the right spot. We just got to keep going.
I heard an interview with an EPA associate director recently who said that although the rules are now in effect in Kansas, not much is going to change, and they're not planning to actively seek out and penalize people for violations. Do you believe that is the case? And if so, then why do they need the rules in place?
Well, you know, I'll take them at their word on that. I don't know. I'm not aware of any active enforcement of the rule in Kansas at this time, and if it's happening, I'd be interested in knowing about that. But my impression is that particularly the regional folks at EPA, they understand that there is a significant national legal issue in play here, and that it's to nobody's interest, including their own, to walk too far out on the limb of enforcing this new rule until that question is resolved. So, you know, what you just shared with me is consistent with that point of view, and I hope that's the prevailing view. It's in everybody's interest to get the legal question settled first, then figure out what the state of play is, and then figure out what can be done after that.
There was a lot of controversy surrounding the listing of the lesser prairie chicken as a protected species, as it put restrictions on habitat, which would therefore affect land usage and particularly affect the small farmer. How does the recent ruling on the relaxing of the listing of the lesser prairie chicken help landowners and producers in the state of Kansas?
Well, I think it's really good news. You know, Kansas is among the states that were challenging the listing of the lesser prairie chicken and some other species as threatened. And we continue to challenge that. We also, at the same time, are playing defense because there are some environmental groups that want that listing heightened up to the endangered level. So we're both trying to get it lowered and trying to prevent it from being elevated. While we're caught in the middle of that fight, a federal judge in Texas, in a suit that was brought by private parties, not by any state, ruled that the listing was illegal. And it appears that that ruling had the effect of vacating the listing, at least at this time, which means that unlike the Waters of the U.S. situation, that federal judge's ruling appears to have nationwide consequences. And that's great news for us because it means that this whole listing process that we think was flawed and that whether or not it was flawed has significant negative economic consequences and property rights implications in big parts of Kansas. All that's now on hold pending the litigation, and that's the outcome we wanted.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Take care.